ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Fuller Milker Center. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the heels of the UN General Assembly, President Biden and Ukraine's leader will meet at the White House tomorrow. The president's set to announce another round of military aid to defend against Russian attacks. But Republicans are criticizing Zelensky.
In an interview with The New Yorker, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Donald Trump, quote, really doesn't know how to stop the war, even if he might think he knows how. In North Carolina, Trump responded to what he called nasty aspersions.
And we continue to give billions of dollars to a man who refuses to make a deal, Zelensky.
House Republicans are now accusing Zelensky of interfering in the U.S. election, pointing to a recent flight on an Air Force C-17 to the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. House lawmakers passed a short-term funding bill averting a government shutdown. The Senate is in the process of voting. Hurricane Helene churning in the Gulf and gunning for Florida's west coast near Tampa. It's expected to make landfall tomorrow night. This is ABC News. In California, Santa Barbara County Sheriff deputies on the scene following an explosion at the Santa Maria Courthouse. ABC's Melissa Adan has more from L.A.
The explosion happened this morning. It was shortly after court was in session. We then heard from witnesses who heard a loud bang. That's when the bailiff, they were told, began escorting people out of the courthouse. Once outside, they saw something on fire, heard people screaming. That witness says a security guard says they saw an individual throw a backpack into the courthouse when it went off. That suspect in custody, and again, they're searching that area to deem everything, make sure it's safe.
Two non-life-threatening injuries were also reported. After recovering from a mild case of the flu, Pope Francis arriving at his general audience in the Vatican, greeting crowds from his Popemobile and appealing for peace in Lebanon, saying the terrible escalation is unacceptable. The pontiff leaves tomorrow for Luxembourg and Belgium. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Mainly clear tonight with pockets of fog later and a low of 48. Abundant sunshine and a bit warmer tomorrow with a high of 79. Lots of stars tomorrow night with a low of 50 and mostly sunny and warmer than normal on Friday with a high of 80. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is 73 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors held a special public meeting last night to offer residents an opportunity to share their concerns. The meeting also included a presentation from Wisconsin County's Association Attorney, Andy Phillips, regarding the roles and responsibilities in county government. The agenda included discussion on specific county topics. First and foremost on everyone's mind was the cybersecurity incident. County Administrator Candace Pesch.
As the letters that went out said, you know, we had an incident. It took several months to adequately investigate. We had a cybersecurity firm that are a team of specialists that handled everything from start to finish. We were advised every step of the way by a legal team and cybersecurity experts on all of the steps we were to take and when we were to take them. And so that hopefully will answer a lot of the questions. This handout here. But if we have additional questions on the cyber incident, we will answer them to the best of our ability. What I will say is there are things that we cannot discuss publicly. There are things that we would not want out in the public forum, vulnerabilities that could be created by having some of those discussions. And so some of the answers that you may see, we may not be able to provide for you. It's not that we're trying to hide or cover up anything. It is because of the fact that we are being advised by our legal team what we should and should not discuss, especially in
A copy of the most asked questions and answers can be found on the Richland government webpage at co.richland.wi.us. Richland County resident Chris Storr offered advice to her community.
I'm going to say to you, the audience, be careful. If our information is breached, you're going to be inundated with scammers. Someone's going to try to take advantage of that situation. So I got the notification for my credit card. So instead of clicking in that email to call this number or whatnot, I called the number on my credit card and talked to my credit card company directly. They gave me a different number to call. And in the meantime, I decided I would just go out to Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion through credit cards to each of their websites and put a fraud alert on my own. It took me all afternoon, and I don't know why, it takes some time. But it's out there for a year. So I'm just asking you to be diligent. It's your money, it's your credit, it's your life. Take control. Call, email directly to the three credit bureaus. You have to be an advocate.
If you have any questions concerning the cybersecurity incident in Richland County, call County Administrator Candace Pesch at 608-649-3001. Another topic up for discussion last night was Pine Valley Community Village. County Board Chair Dave Turk.
We have an interim administrator in place. We have seen success in hiring staff to the point the facility is now fully staffed, which is wonderful. We have seen an almost 100% reduction in our use of temp staff, which were very costly to the county to the tune of about $750,000 in 2023. Through working through scheduling and staffing issues, we've been able to almost eliminate that. Not quite, but almost. The budget for 2025 for Pine Valley is looking very good. So there's a lot of good news out there now, and we're very happy about that.
Another topic on the agenda was the ambulance service.
There's been a lot of people talking about various issues and questions and what we can share with you about the current status of our ambulance services. We are, again, fully staffed. They have been able to successfully hire some new EMTs, even an advanced EMT and paramedic. So we're very happy about that. Calls are being answered. Nothing is going unanswered. We have some challenges moving forward, equipment-wise, things like that we're going to have to figure out.
Michael Jessen has been serving Richland County as the Emergency Medical Services Director and Emergency Management Director since May 28th.
That first week was not a great week. As is well known publicly and posted regularly on social media, there were two employees that were terminated my first week. I can't speak to that cause, but it's not something that was taken lightly, something that was done haphazardly. And I can assure you, standing before you, that as much benefit of the doubt due process was given beyond what was required. In the time since, towards the end of August, I received resignation letters from a total of four staff. That includes three full-time staff as well as one part-time staff. I can't speak to their reasons. I know that each and every one of them has their own story, and it's not my role to speak to them. What I can speak to is the incredible people we have in place with Richland County EMS now. They stepped up to the plate when we were really behind the eight ball. When I was setting the September schedule going, how in the heck are we going to cover this thing and make sure an ambulance is available to our community 24/7, no questions asked. These folks stepped up. I'm happy to announce that for the month of September, we have a total of 16 open hours on the schedule. That's this coming Saturday, and if that's not filled, I myself am going to work it. Therefore, we've had no open coverage days in the month of September, and we have responded to every 911 call we have been dispatched to. Furthermore, when I started here, our average response time from the time that the tone goes off from dispatch saying, hey, you have a call, to the time that we got out the door, the average there was about 2.9 minutes. Though staffing was decreased for a time there in August, though we were doing everything we could with the bare-bones skeleton crew, I'm happy to inform you for the month of August and the month of September, our average response time is 90 seconds from the time we are dispatched to the time we are on the road, on the way, ready to come solve your problem.
Again, if you have questions concerning the cybersecurity incident in Richland County, call County Administrator Candace Pesch at 608-649-3001. The current farm bill expires Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms. Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Small farmers also want the next farm bill to safeguard against weather disruptions caused by climate change.
These practices infiltrate more water and hold more water in the soil and make a huge difference on the amount of water coming off of farm fields.
The farm bill also covers the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. UW-Madison's ranking has slipped slightly in the annual list from U.S. News & World Report. It's now ranked the 39th best in America among public and private universities. Last year, it was 35th. Of all its programs, engineering ranked the highest. Other colleges in Wisconsin that made the list include Marquette, Edgewood College, UW-Milwaukee, Concordia, and UW-Oshkosh. If it feels like we've been talking about a lot of school threats lately, it's because we are. The State Department of Justice says more than 130 school threats have been reported in just 2 weeks. The threats have impacted 28 school districts across Wisconsin. Officials say threats tend to rise after school shootings like the one in Georgia. The State Department of Justice runs the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line, where anyone can report a concerning comment or post. A 21-year-old rock climber from Wisconsin died Sunday from falling at Devil's Tower in Wyoming. The National Park Service says Devil's Tower law enforcement received a call for a rock climber who had reportedly sustained a fall and found the injured party and their climbing partner around 8:40 that night. A release from NPS says Stuart Philip Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling the second pitch of El Craco Diablo when he fell, sustaining major injuries. He was pronounced dead on the scene by a local EMS paramedic. Porter's partner was stranded and later rescued from the wall of the tower. This is just the seventh climbing death in the 100-plus year climbing history at Devil's Tower. Monroe County officials filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announced Tuesday that 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. Popp was interviewed around the time of Dalloway's murder, but police did not follow up at that time. Popp is being held on $1 million cash bond. Culver's is bringing back a fan favorite along with a twist on Wisconsin staple. The Wisconsin food chain announced the Curter Burger will be returning to menus beginning October 1st, but only for a limited time until October 14th. Culver's also is debuting Hot Honey Cheese Curds on October 15th, which happens to be National Cheese Curd Day. The company describes it as Culver's signature curd with just a touch of sweet heat from a hot honey breading. The Hot Honey Cheese Curds will be available until October 31st.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Marion Richards' name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro, died September 17th at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro. Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Ann Lindy Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and to GRACE. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regneri, age 81. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown, died today at Soldiers Grove Health Services. A private graveside service will be held at a later date. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is serving the family of Esther Powers, 82, of Reedstown.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Another picture-perfect, beautiful day today. As we're sitting pleasantly under partly sunny skies, high temperatures scraped the mid-70s and are slowly falling to lows in the upper 40s. Winds are calming and remain out of the northwest, and we'll switch to out of the east for tomorrow. And go figure, we're still going to be sitting under abundant sunshine. High temperatures get a touch warmer and climb to the upper 70s. Which should not be happening for this time of year. That's unseasonable warmth, so take advantage of it, soak it up, and enjoy it. Because you know it's not going to be here forever. But it is here for now. In fact, for Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday, high temperatures will be flirting with 80 degrees. It'll be mostly sunny on Friday, partly sunny on Saturday, and quite a bit of sunshine still expected on Sunday. Even though that Hurricane Helene is expected to make landfall into Florida tomorrow night and move its way into the Midwest. As it takes a path and cuts slightly west, it looks to stall and dissipate into Illinois and really holds the rain chances off into southeastern parts of the state, really, really close to the state line and south of us. The only tweaks to the forecast that might change because of it is potentially a little bit more cloud cover for the weekends, which in turn would lower the high temperatures just a touch, but still remaining more mild than normal. And regardless of what that tropical system does on Tuesday, we do have a cold front passing through, which brings a chance for spotty showers, higher winds, and cooler temperatures. Tuesday's highs only reaching the mid-60s. And that is where we should be. And as for Florida, Hurricane Helene has maximum sustained winds at 80 miles per hour now, which makes her a Cat 1. She is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane overnight, arriving in the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend area by 7 o'clock tomorrow. The Tampa Bay area is expecting a 5 to 8 foot storm surge and rainfall of 4 to 6 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 73 degrees after a daytime high of 78 and a morning low of 43. Yesterday's high was 73 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 91 degrees with a record low of 24 set back in 1964. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 59. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:54. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:53. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.94. Relative humidity is at 51%. And we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers have opened the last road trip of the regular season with a 7-2 win yesterday at Pittsburgh. Milwaukee got 5 innings of scoreless relief out of its bullpen, with lefty Hobie Milner earning the mound victory. Junior Ortiz drove in 3 runs, and Sal Frelick played 2 more with a double. The teams play again at PNC Park, with the Brewers ace Freddie Peralta looking for his 12th victory this evening. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 5:40 and pregame is currently underway. Former Packer and Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre told TMZ Sports that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in January after he began having trouble using his right arm and was unable to hold a screwdriver steady. The Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback disclosed He has the disease yesterday, or actually on Monday, he reported it as part of his testimony to a congressional committee about a welfare misspending scandal in Mississippi. Favre revealed the diagnosis to TMZ Sports in late August, but didn't give the outlet permission to report it until the congressional hearing. Favre said he suspected something was wrong when he started having trouble with his right arm. Both the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings are playing for now without their starting quarterbacks from last season. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins plays in Atlanta this season, but Sam Darnold has been a surprisingly good replacement. Darnold is gimpy, but is expected to play Sunday. Green Bay has won two games behind backup Malik Willis, who wasn't even with the team just over a month ago. Jordan Love's ability for the Vikings game has not been determined yet. Both teams haven't missed a step in the last 2 weeks. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game between Minnesota and Green Bay right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on Sunday. For kickoff for that contest will be at noon, with the pregame starting at 10 a.m.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Coach Luke Fickell says starting quarterback Braden Locke is showing leadership ability as he assumes control of the Badgers' offense. Locke is the starter because Tyler Van Dyke is out for the season with a knee injury. His first start was against perennial powerhouse Alabama. Locke started some games last year, and Fickell thinks the transition will be easier for him because of his experience. The coach wants Locke to take charge of this weekend's game at USC. The stage is set for Aja Wilson and Las Vegas Aces to take on Breanna Stewart and the New York Liberty in a star-studded rematch of last year's WNBA Finals. This time, it's a round sooner. Liberty and Aces swept the first-round opponents and will meet Sunday in a semifinal showdown. New York has been on a mission all season to get back to the finals and capture the franchise's first WNBA championship. To accomplish that goal, they'll have to beat the two-time defending champions, Aces. They'll meet in the semifinals, best of five series that begins in New York on Sunday. And back to baseball, the Athletics already have carved out Jekyll and Hyde legacy as one of Major League Baseball's most successful and sad sack franchises, with 9 World Series titles and 19 seasons of futility punctuated by 100 or more losses. Now, legions of A's fan views the team as the as sport's most treacherous under the ownership of billionaire John Fisher, an heir of the family that founded the Gap in 1969, 1 year after the A's moved to Oakland, California from Kansas City, Missouri. As the A's close out 57 seasons in Oakland before moving to Sacramento and then Las Vegas, it's heralding the end of an era that's crushing a community's soul. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and corn are higher Wednesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans closed higher. The trade's watching harvest activity, expecting some areas to make good progress, but Hurricane Helene will cause more delays in the south and the east. Hot, dry weather could limit planting in parts of Brazil. November beans are up 11 at 10.53 and a quarter. January was 11 and a quarter higher at 10.71 and three quarters. October bean meal was up 2.50 at 3.26.10. October soybean oil was 43 points higher at 44.38. Corn closed higher, keeping an eye on U.S. harvest progress and those planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Mexico did buy 180,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn on Wednesday morning. December corn was up 3.5 at 4.15 and a quarter. March was 2.5 higher at 4.33 and a quarter. And wheat was higher. More U.S. soft red winter planting delays are likely because of Helene, while most of the hard red winter region should see solid progress. The USDA's 2024 wheat production estimate is out in the 30th, along with quarterly grain stocks. December Chicago is up 11 and a quarter at 589 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat was a dime higher at 581. December Minneapolis was up 5 and a quarter at 617. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. October live was down 15 at 183.05 and December was 7 lower at 184.32. October feeders were 22 higher at 246.02 and November was up 65 at 244.05. And hogs were mostly lower ahead of Thursday's quarterly hogs and pigs and cold storage reports. October lean was up 35 at 82.47. December was down 7 at 74.90. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
It was another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Asking prices did surface at $185 live in the south, but still weren't floated in the north. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed sharply lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down 372 at 298.17. Select closed 359 lower at 283.28. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 5,000 on the weekend, down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 50 cents with a weighted average of 77.04. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.55 with a weighted average of 77.96. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.16 higher with a weighted average of 77.54. Pork values closed firm up 14 cents at 94.10. And estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down more than 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim Sackhawk's Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a good sale. Large squares topped $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. We have another online-only auction getting ready. Keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsackhawksrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A farmer in West Central Missouri says corn harvest has been moving quickly and has been a good crop so far.
We have a lot of corn and not very much storage left, and elevators are filling up.
Jordan Bradyhoff, who farms in Lafayette County, says on-farm storage is mostly filled with new crop corn. More news up next on Brownfield.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
East Minnesota farmer says his crops face some challenges this year. Bruce Peterson grows corn and soybeans near Northfield.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I mean, there's a little bit of white mold on the beans where there was a little more growth on them. I also saw some SDS showing up and, aphids. We had to treat for aphids.
He tells Brownfield white mold is common for the area. A rep with BASF says farmers that dealt with winter annual weed challenges this spring should consider a burn down this fall. Mike Probst, who covers the southern half of Illinois, tells Brownfield,
the folks that used a fall burn down last year, boy, you could really tell the difference. Those fields just stayed cleaner longer. They weren't grown up. They just had a heck of a lot easier time cleaning up anything that had come through.
And the Renewable Fuels Association says seasonal maintenance has limited ethanol production for the second week in a row. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Trialing management systems with yield contest. Hi folks, I'm Nicole Heslip with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Coming up, we'll hear from a longtime corn yield contest winner on how adjusting to the weather and striving to try new methods have helped push his production averages.
There's a lot to learn out there. We learn a lot from friends and networking and peer group. People want to come walk my corn, you're always invited.
That's next on Brownfield.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Divide this growing season on what areas received enough moisture for their crops and when. Michigan's Jake Drow sells Brownfield. Reduced irrigation expenses will help offset this year's lower commodity prices some.
All the rain this summer, obviously we haven't ran the irrigation the way that we normally would. You know, we will have some cheaper irrigation costs this summer compared to most years, and so that'll help with the prices out right now.
He says his precipitation totals are at least 10 inches ahead for this time of year, but the downpours have been heavier.
The weather is definitely changing. Something's going on. From May 1st to July 28th, I think it was, we got 30 inches of rain. On an 800-acre farm, we'll have 30 acres of zero.
Droz was the corn yield winner in Michigan last season with more than 374 bushels per acre.
The weather was good on that corn. We take a systems approach to our corn and to all our fields. I feel the planting date was good for that field, and the emergence was really good on that corn, and obviously that plays a big role into it. But we had a lot of good corn last year. I mean, we had a lot of 300 bushel corn, you know, in several fields, so it's not like it's just one spot for us. You know, we soil sample, we tissue sample, you know, and when we tissue sample, we're not looking to correct problems this season. We're looking ahead to the next season. We want to be ahead of those problems next year. If you're correcting a problem this year, that problem's already happened. Okay, your yield reduction's already happened. You're not going to correct that. We're putting 2x2 down with a planter, you know, 4 inches down, you know, 2 inches below the seed, 2 inches over. We're putting biologicals in furrow. We're doing these things because we've seen benefits over the years from entering the corn yield contest. You know, so it helps us more on non-profitable years like this year for the things that we've learned from past years. We got to remember, it's not always about winning. It's about trying different methods and seeing if you can implement things more across bigger acres on your farm.
With the challenging market conditions, Drove says the plan is to store a lot of his crop after harvest this fall.
The outlook for prices don't look great, so will you try to bank on some better pricing now if it gets worse? You know, I think right now I would guess we're probably going to hold some, just hold it and kind of see what happens. Maybe mark it off 10% here and then another 15% here. We're going to spread our risk out more than anything.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You got me in trouble again. I tried to be good, but I just can't. I must have sold my soul when I became your friend. 'Cause you got me in trouble again. Come round. Told you I'm happy now, I'm gonna settle down. We had some fun, probably more than we should. Sure, a little too evil for my own good. You got me in trouble again. I tried to be good, but I just can't. I must have sold my soul when I became your friend. You got me in trouble again. Some sleep last night when I woke up with something evil in my mind. I looked a little closer, and what do you know? It was you just smiling, saying, baby, let's go. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh yeah. You got me trouble again. Tried to be good, but I just can't. I must have sold my soul when I came your friend. 'Cause you got me in trouble again. And you got me.
sold my soul when I became your friend. Cause you got me in trouble again. You got me in trouble again. I'm trying to do it, but I just can't. Cause I sold my soul when I became your friend. You got me in trouble again. Oh, you got me in trouble.
That was Sam Outlaw with Trouble. And I'm Tim Thede, and I'm here until 8 o'clock this evening, bringing you some great music for your entertainment. Happy Hump Day on this Wednesday. I don't work Wednesdays very often, but since we've had the Packer broadcasts on Sundays, Phil has me come in on Wednesdays, on the Wednesday after a Sunday broadcast, a 10 a.m. broadcast. Of course, with Packer broadcasts, when they have the 1 o'clock broadcast, I'll still be working. So I won't be working Wednesdays then, but I'm happy to be with you this Wednesday evening, hoping your Wednesday is going great. How could it not be a bad one? Look at it outside. It's mostly sunny. Temperature's at 74 degrees yet, so you can get outside and enjoy whatever you want to do. You may want to, though, to, you know, it's getting close to where sundown will be, or sunset will be happening just shortly before 7 o'clock. So you may want to take a spring jacket with you just in case it gets a little cooler. But I think it's just perfect out there right now for whatever you intend to do. And of course, according to Brittany Merlot, it's supposed to get down to about 48 tonight. So you can keep your windows open for a little bit and turn those air conditioners off or keep them off. And maybe you didn't even have to turn them on today. And, you know, I love summer, but the nice part about that this time of year is you don't have to run that air conditioner, but then, of course, you're not going to freeze either. But anyways, hope you're enjoying this Wednesday night on this 25th day of September. From the WRCL Lost and Found Department, found a set of keys. They were found along Highway 14, and if you are missing some keys, and it sounds like they might be yours, give a call to 608-475-08. Also, if you're hungry right now, why don't you stop on down to Muscadet, because the American Legion Post 85 is hosting Burgers in the Park, and that'll be going on until 8 o'clock tonight. So be sure to stop on down to Muscadet and have a delicious burger to make your evening complete.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Healing, but take it slow.
was always hotter than the grease. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Every 30 seconds, and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work, shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch. Every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did when I punched the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a bite.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate is voting on a bill which